This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just coming up to 6:05 in the evening, and for our first story, it's one that we've wanted to do for a couple of days now, simply because it's just, there is so much to talk about. So PPBM, or Parti Peribumi Bersatu Malaysia, held its second annual general meeting over the weekend, and the three-day affair was kind of a mixed bag of sentiments and results. All this, of course, based on reports from the Malay Mail.
So the party tried to distance itself from its UMNO-ish links, but faced an uphill task as the latter's mindset and attitudes are still palpable in the PPBM rank and file that largely hailed from UMNO. PPBM is, of course, the youngest in the Pakatan Harapan coalition and has only 13 parliamentary seats to its name, but it is intent on replacing UMNO as the mainstay of local politics.
So the biggest news to come out of the AGM was, of course, the call from PPBM Vice President Tan Sri Abdul Rashid Abdul Rahman to the government to ensure division chiefs be given government contracts as they needed to fund their political activities. Abdul Rashid, who's a former Election Commission chairman and the head of the Electoral Reforms Committee, also told his party that it must win elections by hook or by crook.
So his remarks were met with rousing cheers by PPBM members, but is causing concern among Pakatan allies and groups such as Bersatu 2.0.
Well, yes, you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, that is just, it's in direct contradiction to everything that you're supposed to stand for. So this was then rebutted by Armada Chief Syed Siddiq Syed Abdul Rahman, who directly criticised him. An emotional Syed Siddiq told the party that such behaviour would invite the attention of the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission and asked them to find their dignity, drawing applause from his wing's members.
So I guess everyone was just clapping to whatever the person on the podium was saying.
I guess that seems to be the case.
So this then led to a discussion among a vocal minority of Bersatu Division chiefs about potentially ousting Syed Siddiq from his role. This came from a leaked memo. Besides that, party chairman Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, in his address, spoke about a variety of things: how PPBM will save and protect the Malay and Bumiputera community, how the Malay community are at a loss and in an uncertain state, and that PPBM will be very careful in accepting former UMNO members into its ranks. Those who jump from UMNO can only hold party posts after GE15, and their records will be scrutinised extensively.
So that's just a whole rundown of things that have happened. I think it's worth noting that at this point in time, we're hearing these sorts of dissenting conversations, I suppose, happening within PPBM. We're also seeing a lot of drama happening over at PKR. They've been making the news as well, with different factions picking sides and kind of hurling things at each other in the headlines. And we've had this conversation before as well on the show about how much do we actually want to know about the background of what makes democracy happen? How much of this is stuff that is done in the name of transparency? And how much of that comes down to, well, actually, this is just getting noisy and I don't want to know?
I think it could be all. I think it depends on who you are. Like earlier, we can use resolutions. We just have different tastes and varieties of what we want. I think for some people, the more news they read, they either become more socially and politically engaged, or they move the other way. They become more apathetic. It's too messy. It's too loud. It's too much. I don't want to be part of this anymore. I just want my political leaders to make good decisions and good policies.
Exactly. So let us know whether you have had enough of the noise. Do you like being able to see these arguments and conversations play out, these opposing points of view? Is this what transparency means to you? Or at this point, would you rather they just kind of make good policy, make good decisions, and do their jobs quietly? WhatsApp us and let us know. 018-789-8899 is that number. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Ame Farid, political analyst with KRA Group. Ame, thanks for joining us again on the show. What's your overall take on the, this is a bunch of alphabets, the PPBM AGM?
Well, I believe there are three main key takeaways from my opinion. And the first of it is, of course, you see that PPBM Bersatu is asserting itself on the mainstream Malaysian political landscape, projecting itself confidently as part of the ruling coalition. Of course, there was a lot of pomp and pageantry involved this year as PPBM claims itself at the apex of the revolving Malaysian political hierarchy. And as you can see, the journey from being, this is only the second AGM, but it's marked difference to the previous one, as they evolve from a splinter party to one of the key members of the ruling coalition. In short, PPBM has now arrived. Secondly, if you follow the speeches by the top leaders of PPBM, there was a lot of balancing act coming from these leaders. It's a difficult balancing act because they needed to speak to different audiences. As with AGMs, it's supposed to be an internal party matter, but because of its stature now, it has to address different audiences, the Malaysian public, the Malay vote base, and of course, the loyal and faithful party members. And you can see the leaders were trying to shape up in their speeches, trying to instill values and mold the identity of the party in terms of establishing a value system. And of course, it's trying to articulate its position on where it stands in the Malay issues or the Malay agenda. And thirdly, we must not forget that PPBM, this is only its second AGM. There's still a lot of teething internal issues in terms of direction, structures at the local level, funding and as well as financing of activities and stuff of that sort. But anyhow, overall, it projected itself as a confident party, and the leaders reinforced the building blocks and trying to define the party's main struggle.
There's been some very obvious comparisons between PPBM and UMNO. What are your thoughts on that?
Of course, there's a lot of comparison to UMNO, but I have to point out that it is rather unfair to compare directly to UMNO for two reasons. One, the previous ruling coalition under Barisan Nasional was a different model altogether, and UMNO was clearly the big brother. And secondly, in terms of even the number of seats in parliament, at the height of UMNO's power, say in 2004, it had more than 100 seats, 109 seats in parliament. It's that's short of a simple majority in itself, as compared to PPBM, which has numbers in the teens, and of course growing with all the different realignment and jumping of MPs into PPBM as we see at the moment. It is a much smaller party in a different landscape altogether. It is part of a ruling coalition which is still equal. Each party is equal to one another in terms of the makeup of the Pakatan Harapan leadership dynamic.
And what are your thoughts on Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's speech?
Well, first of all, Tun Dr. Mahathir's speech is consistent with all his previous speeches since becoming Prime Minister in May 2018 for the second time. And there was also a hint of his political thought and his previous, the last speech, which we all remember, he gave as UMNO President in 2002, where we talked about Melayu mudah lupa, Malays forget easily. Dr. Mahathir has always been consistent talking about the fate of the Malays. And in his speeches this year at the PPBM AGM, he also spoke at length about creating a new value system to meet the needs of the ever-evolving challenges of the 21st century in terms of working hard and all those other positive values. And of course, in this AGM as well, he talked a lot about celebrating youth and how PPBM cannot afford to go down the UMNO way where it shut its youth down and the voices of the youth, and it is not celebrated in the party as a whole. And this is how PPBM strives to be different. And he also talked about transition and the importance of succession. Of course, with Dr. Mahathir's speech, it's always passive-aggressive. And as the quote-unquote father of the nation, he is looking at the survival of not just the Malay race, but the makeup of the social dynamics of the Malay in the wider Malaysian context today.
So an AGM like this is also a good insight into the kind of policy that Tun M and his cabinet might push for this year. What are some of the possible new policies that we might see come out this year? I think something interesting to note is that in Tun M's speech, he really didn't make any mention of the B40 group, but he did ask the Malay community to work harder and to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Of course. And that is very consistent of Dr. Mahathir. Yeah? And it is important to highlight that PPPM controls strategic ministries from not just the prime ministership, home, education, rural development, entrepreneurs development, as well as youth and sports. And of course, we see one is more commitment to transparency, accountability and governance, but two also is the conditioning of the mind. And we will see this be, I think this is a policy direction of the government in the future in terms of conditioning the ground that Malays and Malaysians should work hard. Malays especially should not depend on handouts and should work harder, as you rightly pointed out. And I think the party leaders, in my opinion, are really trying to articulate and formulate its stand on the Malay agenda in more intellectual and concrete manner. And we see this especially in the setting up of a think tank called Institute Masa Depan Malaysia, which focuses on the socio-economic aspects of things.
So something else we've seen, a group of leaders in PPBM have criticised Armada head Syed Saddiq after he called out leaders who demanded for, you know, contracts and concessions. Is this then part of this sort of old culture where both the main and the youth wing have to align their views usually?
Well, there's always this whole problem of deferring to seniors in the society. And if you track back to the histories of in the past, UMNO itself had a problem when it was in power, especially in the 70s, when the youth wing was very vocal, and there was even talk that there's a party within a party, especially during Dato' Idris Harun's time, for instance, in the 70s. But that mellowed down throughout the decades. But then again, it is always the job of youth wings anywhere in any political party to be the conscience of the party, because we've got to face the fact that at the end of the day, the millennial vote bank is growing, and youth wings, the views of youth wings need to be accommodated, and the ways of doing things in the past might not work any longer in this new Malaysian political landscape.
So if anything, it just seems like a difference in mindsets and perhaps values. Armada wants to win the right way, by the book, by principle. And some members of PPBM want to win by hook or by crook. Do you think there's that difference there as well?
Yes, that's clearly different in mindset and approach. And of course, the older generations, all the older members, the more senior members of PPBM are talking about realities of political battles on the ground. It needs to be acknowledged that these battles do exist, and there are certain ways, certain approaches in order to soften the ground. But then again, this is a party, Bersatu, that was born out of its opposition to that then mentality, the feudal mentality, the patronage mentality of the old ruling coalition, the old party. And therefore, if PPBM wants to move forward, it needs to find a balance in maintaining its ideals, but at the same time, as I pointed out just now, address the teething issues of the grassroots in how to take this movement forward.
So it seems fair to say then that PPBM is currently at a crossroads on who they want to be, either a party that sticks to its principles of transparency and accountability, or perhaps one that is a bit more comfortable with the traditional practices of political patronage.
Exactly. And of course, there will be demand from certain groups of its members to focus on dividing the spoils of war. But it is the responsibility of leaders, especially the elected representatives of PPBM, to steer the ship into a new direction in terms of going through uncharted waters in terms of catering to the changing political landscape and changing expectations of the Malaysian public.
Amir, thank you so much for joining us and for that analysis. That was Amir Farid, political analyst at KRA Group, giving us an update on PPBM post their annual general meeting and all the different sort of differences of opinion that have emerged out of that, the arguments that have come out. And we were asking you earlier, what do you think of having these arguments broadcast? Do you kind of, are you appreciating these sorts of differences of opinion that we're seeing, not just here, but also in PKR as well? It's one thing, I suppose, before they were in the government, but now that they are, and it, I just wonder. You can let us know by WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I may be alone in my wondering, actually, because Ibrahim says, with regard to the freedom of speech in New Malaysia, members of political parties can say whatever they want. It's better to let them speak up because not all are rhetoric, but a fair and level-headed rebuttal from top leaders each time a rhetoric gains traction is crucial, and that will end up allaying people's uneasiness. And Lokin Wai says, of course, people should be aware of this noise, or else how would we know if this new government wouldn't end up screwing us over? It's exactly things like this that allow us normal people to be aware of the call for gains for division chiefs and that these are in fact happening. And it's amongst the reason why we voted out the old government. In essence, I believe everyone should be aware and care. Otherwise, we'd be fed cow dung all over again. As the saying goes, same feces, different toilet.
Oof. And I agree with that, actually, because I think if we are more in the know, at least we know that, let's say, leader X says something to the public, to the media, but then behind the scenes, perhaps to your own party members, they might be saying something else. It'd be nice. It's nice to hear, like, when these memos leak, that they are actually, you know, you actually know where they're coming from instead.
There's a part of me that very much enjoys the transparency, if only for the pleasure of
the drama.
A little bit of that, but also because it's interesting news. It's interesting looking at the inner workings of governance. I appreciate that. On the other hand, I just wonder, as you alluded to earlier, I think fatigue sets in faster when people are constantly screaming at each other. And so that worries me. That bit worries me, whether or not we'll get so tired of hearing people harping on and, you know, constantly nitpicking. If it's big stuff, I completely agree. We should have it out there. But if you're constantly arguing and if the argument never moves or changes, should we continuously hear about it? But let us know what you think. Are you enjoying seeing these political arguments play out at the moment, both in PPBM as well as in PKR? WhatsApp us and let us know. 018-789-8899 is that number. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll have some messages coming your way, after which this track, Nobody by Mitski. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.